Father, I thank you for your word tonight.
Yes.
Lord Jesus, we exalt your word. You've exalted above even your name because you are the word. Your character is in it. And if you said it, Lord, it's a done deal. We believe that. And we thank you now for a precious anointing falling in this room now. You save it not by many or by few, but you're looking for faithfulness in your people, Lord. We honor you by being here tonight. Bless you. We bless everybody that's not here.
Yes.
Ask you to raise them up and heal them and just open their eyes to their need for the word of the living God and to fellowship with their brethren,
yes.
To be in worship together. Thank you, Lord, for your anointing in Jesus' name. Everybody said,
amen.
Amen. It was interesting how you can read the Gospel of Mark really in one sitting. So it's one of the smallest Gospels, or I think it may be the smallest Gospel. Matthew and Luke are longer, and John kind of hits on that. But anyway, just in reading Mark 16, which is where I want you to turn, the Lord spoke to me something, and I believe it's a revelation to all of us. And it'll be going out as our, I put on the video that I did today. I did it on this. And, you know, making those videos is harder than you would think.
Yeah,
it takes tremendous preparation because once the red light comes on, it's like, boom, you know, and then you got to have everything in order and you have to be presentable physically. And I have to remember to put my teeth in and just all kinds of stuff like that, plus the sound and the, you know, the dogs taken care of. And so, I mean, it doesn't look like I'm going to be able to do several of those a week, maybe one a week, but that would be 52 in a year, and I think that would be more than enough. But, I mean, just everything has to be working for that to happen. And so, anyway, but this was, and I told the people at the end of the video, go to our website and you'll find this word. And so we need to get it up on the website if we're going to put the video on here pretty soon. So anyway, Mark chapter 16, verse 12. Of course, this is after Jesus had resurrected. After that, he appeared in another form. Glory to God. Now, see, I could break this down and do an entire week sharing night and day on all of the principles found just in this verse, but I don't have time to do that. I wish there was a time when we could just have meetings morning and evening and not be hindered, but I don't know that the body of Christ is able to handle that now. They did for 20 years in Jacksonville, or at least 18 of them. I know in my life, everywhere I've ever been, I taught morning and evening in Morganton. I had meetings in the morning and in the evening almost every day of the week. So it's been my history to do that. But after that, he appeared, glory to God, in another form.
Amen.
Unto two of them as they walked. That's the title of my message tonight, As They Walked.
Amen.
He appeared unto them, and then it says, and as they walked and went into the country. The importance of this word will bring out these things. First of all, Jesus will do whatever he can to appear to us. Many times in our own life, yeah. In the things we're going through, we're looking to see Jesus personally appear to us, but no, he may appear to you through a little child. He may appear to you through a situation, through a happening, through even a heathen. You can find God in the midst of your situations, and he's promised to do that. He will appear in another form.
Amen.
Unto two of them as they walk. Now, here's the kicker about it. We've got to be willing to keep walking with the Lord.
Yes.
Now, see, these disciples were in a state of confusion and unbelief. They're, who they thought was the Messiah had been crucified, and some of the people had brought startling news to them that he had risen and he was risen from the dead and all of that. But they were in a very confused situation. But they kept walking.
Amen.
With him.
Amen.
That's the key, isn't it? Remember Job 13:15. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. I will maintain my cause, Hebrew, my ways before him. No matter what is going on in our life, we need to continue going on with God. And we know that he's going to appear to us in whatever form he chooses.
Amen. Amen.
Glory.
You just have to find that treasure in the darkness. See? God is good about bringing forth treasures in the dark places of our life. And it's a shame that we have to go through them, but because of the fall, and because we're hoping by the grace of God to become the bride of Christ, it is necessary for this present age that you and I go through it now, so that once we cross over that into the other realm, into eternity, it's a done deal. The work has been finished. He will perfect that which concerns us. So I want us to look at this now as we begin to break this thing down. After that, after what? After Jesus was horribly crucified, his disciples forsook him and fled. Nobody stood with him. And they're dealing with not only guilt and grief, but can you imagine the condemnation that some of them were dealing with?
Yeah. Really.
After that, I don't know what you've done, what you're doing, where you've been, or who you've hurt, or who you've had a problem with. After that, after the hard places, the confusing, misunderstanding places of our life, after it, he's going to appear to us.
Amen.
Glory to God. He will meet him that's continuing to rejoice and to walk with the Lord. You know, really a companion scripture is Hosea chapter 6, verse 3. Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. What? That his going forth is prepared as the morning. He shall come to us as the rain, as the former and latter rain unto the earth. He shall come. He's going to be faithful, just like the sunrise every morning, and as the rain will fall. He will come to us if we're following on. Now, see, that's the kicker. Do not let your sadness, your depression, your sorrow, the things that have happened, even your own sin, keep you from getting up and walking with Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The just man falleth seven times, but rises again. See, it's the wicked, he goes on to say, that fall into mischief. Our hearts, I believe, to everyone that we're writing to today and I'm talking to, really, really, truly want to go on with God. But yet we have this flesh. We have these iniquities that we've inherited, things that are still in our life that God is working out. He promises he will finish what he began in us.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
We have that assurance, but we've got to keep going on with God.
Hallelujah.
Now, it's so easy because we have a tendency because of the daily warfare in our life. And let me just read to you Psalms 56, verses 1 through 3 there. me get my glasses on. Be merciful, starting in verse 1, unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresseth me. We've not only got Satan and his demons trying to oppress us. We have people in our life that God has set there purposely to oppress us. And then more than anything, we've got our own foolish self that ends up, I think most of the oppression we walk in, to be honest with you, is 50%, over 50% us.
Yeah.
Not even the devil. But all of these things are fighting daily to swallow us up,
Amen.
To cause us to turn from the goal that God has planted before us.
Amen.
And the thing is, we have to decide in ourselves, settle it once and for all. And I pray that we can do that tonight, right now. Settle this issue that we know that the judge of the whole earth always does what's right.
Amen. Amen.
That all things are working together for good to them who are the called according to his purpose. You and I are the called to his purpose. We're not just here because we want to be. We're not just here because we have to be. We're here because we've seen the kingdom of God and the purpose of God and the beauty of his holiness. And so it makes us, you know, draw me and I will run after thee. Or we will run after thee. But nonetheless, my enemies, verse 2, would daily swallow me up. For they be many that fight against me, O thou most high. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh,
that's
either people or your own flesh,
can
do unto me.
Amen.
Every day they twist or wrest my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather themselves together. They hide themselves. They mark my steps. In other words, there are people in our lives that are just watching what we're doing to see if and when we fall, to point it out to us. Every day. Glory to God. But notice what he says. Verse 8. Thou tellest my wanderings, put my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? When I cry unto thee, then shall my enemies turn back. For this I know, for God is for me.
Amen.
We have to believe, ultimately, things have to be established in our life. That's why it helps to be established in the Word of God, to know it. We have to know beyond anything that's in us. And that's why I think in our Bible schools, I'm going to have people go through the God manual first so that their relationship with the Lord Jesus and that their understanding of the character of God is paramount in their life.
Amen.
They know from that point on that he is not and will never be their enemy. He's only out to help us and to bless us
Amen.
For his good.
Amen.
Glory to God. Now, over in Psalms 119, 105, there's a, as I'm sure many of you have heard me preach on many times, but it's such a interesting word here. Psalms 119, verse 105. Glory to God. Now, we know it because there's a song about it. Amy Grant sang it. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. But years ago, as I was studying this, I just was quickened by the Holy Ghost to consider the word lamp and the word light. And this is what I found. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. That word lamp in the Hebrew simply means candlelight. Just enough light to see where you're going every day. Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
Every day God will give you the bread of His Word. Give us this day our daily bread, a particular word. Every day He'll give it to you. Just like when the manna fell in the Old Testament, the people didn't know. They said, what is this? I'll tell you what it is. It's the word of the Lord for you this day.
Amen.
That's why it's important for us as soon as we can to read our Bibles in the morning, even if it's just a passage, a scripture, a chapter, something.
Amen.
Because in that, God will speak to you and lighten your darkness.
Amen.
Just enough so you can see to step every day.
Amen.
Glory to God. And then it says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Now, most people would not think to look that up. But in the Hebrew, the word light, guess what it means? A spotlight.
Well,
glory to God. Not only does God give you candlelight, light just enough to see where you're going, He gives you a spotlight that if you'll ever lift up your head, which is what we're commanded to do so many places, lift up your eyes, lift up your head, your redemption draweth nigh. You know, surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird. We, you know, set your affections on things above, not on things of the earth, where Christ sitteth at the right hand of God. If we're looking at things in the heavenly, and God will give us a spotlight into our future, into where we're going, into the prize that we're always trying to strive for.
Thank you.
Looking down, living in the heavenlies, moving in the heavenlies, we can see the attack of the enemy and prepare ourselves. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird, because a bird flies up high. It's going to see the kind of trap you're laying for it. So we not only have to look, what would that be, horizontally, but we have to look vertically as well.
Amen.
Every day God will give us a word that will be a light unto our present situation, our present circumstances.
Yes.
But then also, He'll give us a spotlight on where we're going. Glory to God. Now, Jesus said Himself, sufficient to the day is the evil thereof. Every day we need instruction from the Scriptures. We need encouragement from God Himself.
Amen.
And Solomon said in the book of Proverbs, let thine eyelids look right on.
Amen.
Watch where you're going. Paul said, I die daily. We can expect, now that's not physical death by no means, because Paul wasn't dead when he wrote it. But you see, he talked about it in the present tense, I die daily. What's he saying? I die to my soulish nature, my wants, desires, all of, when our feelings are involved, our affections are involved, everything that our will is made up of, mind, emotion, will, intellect, feelings, all of those things, I'm willing to let die for the glory of God. So much of what Paul said was so wonderful, and what a man of God he was. But he said in one place, I think it's Romans 14, he said this very passage, and I think it's Romans 14:8. We have to take this on as our motto every day. For whether we live unto the Lord. And whether we die unto the Lord. But whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's.
Amen.
So whatever is going to happen to us during the day, and whatever things we encounter and experience, whether it's a blessing and we're rejoicing, or it's something that will cost us something because we have to buy the truth. And we buy the truth in the situations of our lives.
Amen.
In the perceived, what's the word I want to use? Perceived intent of other people.
Yeah.
We buy the truth of God by keeping a humble and sweet spirit, dying, bowing, always. The Lord always did that. He humbled Himself. So we can expect that. after that, after things happen, be looking for Jesus in your life.
Amen.
In the circumstances, maybe you're at the grocery store and you see a wonderful act take place. I was standing there the other day and this woman was obviously struggling to come up with the amount of money to pay for her food, but I was behind another person and I was deciding on whether I was going to just, you know, without bringing attention to myself, because I don't want my right hand to know what my left hand's doing. I'm not trying to impress other people by helping somebody out. But thank God the person in front of me said, I'll pay for that. Now, there's God right there. That's an act of God. That's something Jesus would do, and it's something he expects us to do.
Amen.
Yes.
Kindness shown, little kindnesses, whatever. We can see the hand of God, a word somebody says, a smile somebody gives us can bring great encouragement when we're going through the dealings that you and I seem to go through so many times. But in every situation, we need to find him in our darkness. What does it say there in Job chapter 12, verse 22? I'll turn there and read it to you. You just turn to Isaiah 45, I guess, in verse 3. Job 12 and verse 5. Nope, that's not Job 12, verse 5. It's Job 12, 22. I'm sorry. He discovereth deep things out of darkness. You and I need to take that upon ourselves and know that God wants us to discover deep things out of the darkness that goes on in our life.
Amen.
And in Isaiah 45, verse 3, he tells us this so marvelously. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness, hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which call thee by name, am the God of Israel.
Amen.
God is wanting to give us treasures in our darkness. See, the problem is where we can either be overcome by the darkness, let it overcome us, overwhelm us, put us in a dark, horrible place for a week or two, or we can find the treasure. What does God want me to discover in this darkness?
Amen.
The older I get, the more I realize that these things happen to us if need be.
Yeah.
If I need it, the darkness will come. But darkness and light are both alike to him, Psalms 31:9 says. God uses light and darkness because he created them both. He created evil, and he created good. He's using everything. Now, when I say that, not serious things in the sense of murder and rape and all of that. We don't praise God for murder and rape and for things like that that happen, but we thank him in it, because it's the first thing will get you out of it. Glory to God. So, anyway, just knowing that, he appeared in another form. Now, I've got two passages here I'm going to look at. You know, Jesus said, or Paul said in Hebrews 13, verse 2, many have entertained angels. Be careful to entertain strangers, he says, because many have entertained angels unawares.
Amen.
One of the translations of that word appeared unto them in another form. He appeared, one of them says, he appeared strange, a stranger unto them. Glory to God.
Yeah.
We don't need to just be kind to those that are kind to us and bless those that bless us. We need to be kind to those that aren't necessarily for us. We need to bless them that persecute us and do all manner of evil against us, falsely. We can find treasure in that darkness by seeing that some stranger who we don't know, but that looked up at us and smiled in the grocery store, in some mall, or some even a car place or whatever, They just looked up and smiled at you. I believe that was Jesus. And there'll always be a corresponding witness in your spirit. But see, we have to be listening.
Amen.
We have to be looking. We have to be watching for it. We have to be walking as they walked.
Amen.
As we follow on to know the Lord, we're going to know. We don't need to stop and complain and start running our mouths, which I have done most of my life, bless God. And God has just decided in the last few years to put me in positions where I have absolutely nothing I can do except bow. Glory to God. It isn't easy. But the fruit that it brings forth in your life. Let somebody win temporarily.
Yeah.
Who cares? Amen. We know, ultimately, we've won the best prize that will ever be.
Amen.
Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, lives within us.
Yes.
Glory to God. What greater thing could we ever have? Let them win. Don't get into struggles about and fightings about trying to win some argument. Strive not. A man that's a heretic after the first and second admonition, Paul said, reject. Don't even go there. Don't. If you try twice and they don't receive it, just stop. But be kind to them. Show them an example of the love of God. Also, you know, in John chapter 21, is it 20 or 21? It's John chapter 20, verses 15 and 16. Mary hung around the tomb, outside the tomb. She didn't go in. Peter and whoever went with him went in the tomb, and she stayed outside. And so she looked inside, and there were two angels there and said, you know, why seek ye the living among the dead, and, you know, that kind of thing. And she said she was so interested in finding the body of Jesus. She said, you know, where, if you've taken him somewhere, borne him somewhere, please help me, and I'll take him where he needs to be. She comes, she steps back outside, and supposing that a man she saw near there was a gardener, she supposed he was the gardener. What do you think Jesus was doing? He was appearing in another form.
Amen.
And she said, sir, where have you taken, you know, my Lord Jesus, where have you laid him? And he looked at her and he said, Mary. And everything in her spirit, whether he looked like Jesus or not, witness to the fact that it was Jesus in another form.
Amen.
So what did she say? Master. She said, actually, she said Rabboni, which means being interpreted means master. Glory to God. See, it's the voice of the Lord. Remember, Isaac? These are the hands of Esau, but the voice is the voice of Jacob. I don't care what you feel or what's happening around you, it's always the witness of the Spirit.
Amen.
And the voice. And if we strive to be close to him and hear his voice, it will always witness to us. And immediately our response should be, Master. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Teacher,
Amen.
My master.
Amen.
So in another form, he will come. We can rest assured that he will do it, but it's only as we walk.
Yeah. Amen.
Now, this is an interesting word, walked, in the Greek, because it means, and I'm going to read to you the whole definition, to tread all around, to walk at large, especially as proof of your ability. I'm going to come back to that. To deport oneself or to live. Walking with the Lord is proof that you're able to endure the affliction and darkness that you're in.
Yeah.
If you continue to walk with the Lord, it's proof to Him that you're His disciple.
Amen.
Glory to Jesus.
Amen.
And then, of course, Hosea 6:3, then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. That is going forth. If we're following on to know the Lord, what's the name of that book I wrote about going beyond?
A Stone's Throw Further.
Jesus was just a stone's throw further from where the disciples were. That's where Gethsemane took place. He was just a stone's throw further. Now, all of us can throw a stone. Think about how far that is. And that's all the disciples needed to walk. You and I need to be considering going a stone's throw further.
Amen.
What others do, we want to do in the grace of God and in God, by His Word, by His Spirit, we want to go further than just your normal disciple. Matter of fact, God commands His chosen ones to do that.
Yeah. Amen.
Then also in 2 Corinthians 4, I want us to look there. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Let's just start in verse 7. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Everything and any good thing that happens in you and in us is going to be the treasure inside of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted but not forsaken, cast down but not destroyed, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that. Why do we die to ourselves? Why do we go? Why did Jesus die? To save the whole world.
Amen.
Glory to God. And by you dying in that, maybe it's an infinitesimally small situation, you don't think is important. But as we die, the life of Jesus is made manifest in our mortal flesh.
Hallelujah.
So then death worketh in us, but life in you. Now look over in verse 17. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal. What does that mean? Subject to change.
Yeah. Amen.
Everything that happens to us in the natural is subject to change. But the things that are not seen, what God is doing on the inside of us, are eternal.
Amen.
Glory to God. They're working for us a far more exceeding eternal weight of glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. As they walked, and I'm going to finish with just this because it's very important. As they walked and went into the country, it's going to amaze you that this Greek word for country, you know what it is? A field. Glory to God. As they walked into the country. What does the field represent? Well, if you had Brother Sam's Deeper Truth Dictionary in your Bible, you could simply turn there and look in the back, and it says this about a field. What does it represent spiritually to us? Jesus said, what did He say? Let me find it here. The field in Matthew 13:38, the field is the world. As we're just walking in this natural circumstance, in natural life,
Amen.
Walking in the world. You know what the Field also represents the place of our planting. Wherever God has planted you is your field. Now, don't like Israel, don't go running off when somebody, you know, attacks your bean field. Be like that brother who faithfully rises up and, you know, everybody else, all of Israel fled, but he fought for that bean field, and God, it says, smote the people and wrought a great victory that day.
Amen.
I want that to be my testimony, that I fight for the field and the place where I'm planted. Do I like the place where God has planted me? Maybe not. Do I like the job that I have? Maybe not. But if we're absolutely certain that God has placed us,
amen,
let's say in Asheville or in a certain field of job, a certain field, God expects us to walk with Him in that.
Amen.
What's the third thing? Our place of ministry. We need to be faithful to walk with the Lord in our place of ministry. Not to let the demons that don't want us to minister, the demons that will do everything to cause you to doubt yourself and cause you to have concerns that maybe you miss God and maybe you're not where who you're supposed to be and what you're supposed to be. Be faithful. God's eyes are upon the faithful of the land, the scripture declares. God is looking at people that are faithful in the place of their planting.
Amen.
Doesn't matter what happens, just be faithful to go on with God. You may temporarily slip and fall. Repent. Get up and keep going.
Amen.
See, that's why it says there in Philippians 3, press toward the mark. That word literally is translated strain to reach the end of the race. It's not going to be easy to enter into the high calling of God, to be in the bride of Christ. Do you think that's just going to be given, handed out? No, that has to be earned. Glory to God. And every day, God allows situations to come into our life where we earn that privilege to be called the bride of Christ.
Amen.
Glory to Jesus.
Amen.
Well, they went into the country, but they went to their field, is the Greek there. Glory to Jesus. So let's just look at a few scriptures concerning the word field. In Matthew 13:44, again, the kingdom of God is likened to a treasure hid in a field.
Amen.
Sometimes when you're digging through a field and you're coming up with just rocks and mud, it can be discouraging. But we have to know that the kingdom of God is all about finding treasure in the place of our planting.
Amen.
Glory to God. That's the kingdom of God. Being an overcomer, not being overcome.
Amen.
Glory
Amen.
To Jesus.
Amen.
Also in Song of Solomon, chapter 7, verses 11 and 12. I'll just read it to you, so don't worry about going there. Come, my beloved, let us go forth into the field. Let us lodge in the villages. Let us get up early to the vineyards. Let us see if the vine flourish, for there I will give you my love. Where is His love going to be given to us? In the field.
Amen.
Every trip I've ever taken overseas, I can't think of one that was a negative thing that happened to me or one that I didn't think was actually the Lord. But every trip I've ever taken in the field of my ministry, in the place of my ministry. And some of us are called just at our job. That's our field. That's where the world is for you. That's the place of your planting. Some of us are called just to be a homemaker, a house husband, whatever. I don't care what it is. And some of us are called to go to the nations, and if you can't go, bless God, you ought to get behind somebody and support them that are going.
That's right.
Amen.
Absolutely.
At least you can do that.
Amen.
We find him in the field. Glory to Jesus.
Yes. Amen.
How do we find him? We find the kingdom, the treasure hidden in that field. Yeah. And when you're going through it and somebody asks you how you're doing, just say, well, I'm treasure hunting.
Amen.
I may be sad and I may be depressed, but I'm treasure hunting.
Amen.
I'm digging. Amen. And I'm going to find that treasure in this darkness.
Amen. Yeah.
How glorious it is. As we walk, as they walked, how glorious it is what God does to us, in us, through
That's
us,
right.
and for us.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's where all of life takes place. All of the kingdom of God is found. And we know the passage that says, no man having put his hand to the plow, looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
There's a passage that says, where is that? Matthew 24, verse 18. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. Glory to God. We have to decide, and I'm going to finish it with this, to literally, no matter what we're going through.
That's right.
We need to know that God is for us. That all things are working to good, working for good to them that love God and are the called. We love God and we're the called. We sense and know his purpose for our life. And so everything that happens to us, we know what that calling is. And we know whatever God is doing. Now, whatever the devil's doing, bind him, cast him out. Whatever you're doing that's wrong, repent. And get it right. If you've said something, done something wrong, all you got to do is just admit it and get right and go on. Everybody does that. These same afflictions are accomplished in the brethren which are in the world, Peter says. Years ago, one of my pastors and fathers in the Lord, Brother Dan Duke, said something to me. And I began to think about it later. I thought it was just a cute little saying that he said, but he said, stay sweet and low. Glory to God. And I have found if I will just stay sweet and low, God will work miracles on my behalf.
Amen.
This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad. And every time we're walking through something, just say, this is the day the Lord hath made.
Amen.
So I'm going to rejoice and be glad.
Yes.
Amen.
And then let's finish it up with Psalms 143, verse 8. Show me the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. As they walked,
yes.
he appeared unto them in another form. After that, he appeared unto them in another form as they walked and went into the country. Doesn't that verse take on a whole lot more?
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Well, stand to your feet. Blessed be the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I would just encourage every person that's under the sound of my voice that is reading this or whatever, in whatever place, the field that God has planted you in. Go into that field walking with the Lord and knowing there will be a treasure. You'll find the kingdom or something to do with the kingdom. You know, it says the kingdom of God is not is righteousness, peace, and joy, but it says the kingdom of God is within you. Somehow, some way, the kingdom of God has got to be transferred in us, instead of building kingdoms for ourselves, for our churches, for some ministry, we have to be concerned about kingdom things today as we approach the great appearing of the Lord and his people first, and then ultimately to everyone. Lord Jesus, we lift up our soul unto you, and we promise you that we're going to be faithful with our money, faithful with our time, faithful in bad situations, in every dealing, temptation, stress, or trouble, and sorrow, and temptation, every and any dealing, we're going to continue to walk with you and press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Now, Lord, may your grace cover and be with every person that reads or hears this. Bless them, encourage them to rise up, and let us be going. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Glory to God.